Class 6, Biology, Chapter 7, Health and Hygiene. Now, what is health and what is hygiene? Health means we are talking about our body, which needs correct amount of food. The right type of food is required so that our body can be fit. And for that, we need certain types of nutrients. Now, what are the different types of nutrients? They are carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins and minerals. All these four together make a balanced diet. Now, what I am talking about is given on page 77, introduction, third line. Now, come to the next point. What is malnutrition? Malnutrition means when we do not have correct amount of food in our body, or in other words we can say inadequate eating of food leads to malnutrition. And if there is malnutrition, if our body is not maintained, then our body is prone to different kinds of disease. Now that is what we are talking about, food. At the same time, our environment, our personal hygiene is also needed so that our body does not suffer from any disease. Now, how does disease happen? Disease is caused by different kinds of microbes. What are microbes? Microorganisms, that is what organisms that you cannot see with our naked eye. And what are the different kinds of microbes? Like bacteria, virus, fungi, protozoans. These are the different kinds of microbes. Now, look into your books. Page 77, first column, below learning new words, the first paragraph tells you why we should keep our body healthy, that is for purposeful existence. Then come to the last paragraph, what are the effects of not keeping our body healthy? It leads to physical malfunctioning, psychological reasons are there, disease causing organisms. Then come to the next term, what is disease? Next column, first line tells you what is disease. Malfunctioning of a body organ due to one reason or the other. Next point is what is hygiene? Hygiene is maintaining good health and preventing disease from happening and keeping our body clean. Next page, page 78. First line tells you what is World Health Organization, WHO, how they have defined the word health. It is the absence of disease but a state of complete physical, mental and social well-being. Then after that they are telling you what are the different means of keeping our body healthy. There are 6 points that are given that you have to know, and they are very simple so you can learn it. You will also have to learn the blue block, that is how we keep ourselves clean by cleaning our eyes, our nose and using a handkerchief and cleaning our tongue and our body. Then come to the next point, types of diseases. There are 2 broad categories of diseases, communicable disease and non-communicable diseases. Now, coming to communicable disease, that is infectious disease, which is caused by microorganisms. See, I have already told you, see the words, bacteria, virus, fungi and protozoans. These are the different kinds of microorganisms. And how do the disease gets transmitted? It is given on the 5th line. From one person to another by means of air, water, food, physical contact and insect. Hence they are called communicable diseases, and they are communicated from a diseased person to a healthy person. Then come to the next word, what is communicable disease, which is caused by microorganisms. You have to learn the different diseases like bacteria, what are the diseases, the names are given to you. Then on the next column, virus, then protozoa, then helminthus meaning different kinds of worms, and then is fungi. You will learn all the names and all the spellings also should be correctly written. Okay, next I will start with bacteria, which is also a microorganism. And in bacteria you will find there are different diseases that are caused. You have to know all the names of the bacterium and their scientific names. What are the disease caused and which part of the body is affected.